Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for you to strike back. They're looking at you. Mama Tucci. They're watching you every move.
This show is sponsored by CoventryCreations.com. You're listening to Keep It Magic Radio. Are you ready to make some magic? Jackie and Storm are putting the pieces together for you. Find out what planets are changing the game and how to harness that energy. Get the latest metaphysical perspective on hot topics. Learn how to make magic work for you. Nothing is too hot or personal for Jackie and Storm to handle. Visit our website weekly for articles, updates, and the latest information to transform your life at www.keepitmagic.com. Now here is Jackie Smith and Storm Sestavani.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the second season, the wonderful second season. Actually, people thought we wouldn't even make it to 10 shows. So the second season of Keep It Magic. I'm, of course, Storm Sestavani, and I'm here with the glamorous and feisty and sexy Jackie Smith. make sure that you go over to our sponsor's website at www.coventrycreations.com, and that is also where you can reach Jackie off of the air. You can visit my website at www.stormsestavani.com, or if you can't spell my name, just go to psychicfriendsnow.com. Maybe a little bit easier if you can't spell Sestavani, although it's with an E, C-E, Sestavani.com. Also, visit our show website, which is www.keepitmagic.com. Again, that's www.keepitmagic.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at Keep It Magic and follow us on Twitter at Keep It Magic. You know, we're Keep It Magic everywhere because this is, guess what, Keep It Magic Radio. Jackie, I'm so excited to be back.
Hey, welcome home, Storm.
I know.
We're doing something new. If you are listening to us on Blog Talk Live, you'll see that you'll probably be searching around going, where's that damn chat room? We're not
the chat room automatically pops up. I'll talk to you about that later.
Oh, snap. well, there we are. There we have it. Never mind. I won't announce that.
It automatically pops up now. We have no control anymore.
We may not just not be paying attention to chat rooms because our focus is going to be on the show and on the content, and it's good to see y'all there. Our focus is on the air.
There are a couple of people in the chat room. There is Veronica V and Voice Spirit in the chat room. Voice Spirit is our friend Christina. If y'all have a problem and we're not noticing it, just message one of them and they will get on Jackie or I. We'll notice them pretty quickly. So you all can talk to them. So this is going to be an amazing, amazing second season. I'm just going to put out a little warning, Jackie. If people are looking for dessert, they may be at the wrong show because this season isn't going to be about dessert. This season is going to be about meat.
And potatoes.
And vegetables.
We had a great season last season, and we explored a lot of different things, a lot of surface level stuff. And when we put together our wish list of what was our wish list, what do we want season two to be? There's two things that topped the list. Number one is we want to go deeper with the information. We really want to challenge ourselves and each other and you as the listener. To see where you can take your magic, because magic is not something that you stop your life and go do. Magic is something that you incorporate into your life. And the other thing that was on our wish list was a show opening.
Yeah. And we got one, so.
So, yeah, we're really excited about that. And what we heard you and what you wanted by the number of shows that were downloaded, and I have to say the shows that were downloaded are the ones that address the hard issues, the ones that help you plot out your week or month, the ones that, of course, the astrology shows. So we listened, and we said, okay, that's what we want to do anyway, so we're going to do more of that.
Yeah. The interesting thing about season one is that season one was really more of a test for Jackie and I to understand what both the spiritual community and the magical community both want. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jackie. I was very, very shocked. I was very, very shocked that certain shows did extremely, extremely well. We did amazingly well last season anyways. We had 130,000 listens, which I think is amazing for a first season of a show.
Without any marketing.
Without any marketing. It was just Jackie and I and organic. The shows that did very, very well, I was very, very shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Very shocked. So you all are going to get more meat and potatoes here in season two. So we're glad.
Because get your shovels out, because you know what we're going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to dig deeper.
Okay, Shanti.
Isn't that from Insanity?
Yes, that's from Insanity.
That's what we are.
So we're going to dig deeper this season, so it's going to be amazing. But what happened with you the month of August?
Oh, just that little thing called the 20th anniversary party at Coventry Creations.
Nice.
That little thing we did. We had about 100 people, and we had Dorothy Morrison here doing a workshop, and then Dorothy and I did a workshop together, and then we had the karaoke machine, and so it's pretty awesome. It was a great celebration for everybody. And right before the event, we laid, if anybody follows Coventry Creations or Jackie Smith on Facebook, you would see lots of pictures of us cleaning up the factory and laying our new floor.
Yeah.
And the people were wondering what I was talking about. With, you're laying a new floor? Well, what we do at the factory is we lay cardboard on the floor. We get large sheets of cardboard and duct tape them together. And that way, well, these were on there for 9 years. And so we were able to pull
You had
up.
The same cardboard?
Mm-hmm. Same cardboard for 9 years. And and so when it comes time to clean up the floor, you just pull up the cardboard and sweep the floor. Whereas in the factory, the first big factory I had, we had so much wax on the floor, it was like 2 inches thick. It's about 4 inches thick at some points. Trying to scrape all that up and get all that up was like a nightmare.
Now, where do you get all this cardboard?
We just order it from a box company.
Oh.
We order uncut sheets.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so we had this great brand new floor. No tables, none of our pouring tables were on the floor because we cleared all those out for our party. And we just had the pots there. And so we gave everybody Sharpies. And they wrote messages on the floor. And so all loving messages, congratulations messages, magical messages, and right under where we put all of our pouring tables. So you could feel, it was palpable, you could feel it. When we came in the next Monday, you walked in and you could just see it and feel it and experience all this love, and then we put the pouring tables right on top of it, and that's where we pour all of our candles. How cool is that?
That is cool.
It is just amazing. It was a great experience, and I'm so grateful for my staff. They had a great time. They watched people pick up the candles that they made, and they got to talk about it and talk about what they did, and they helped get to help people make candles. And it was a great community event.
Definitely.
I was verklempt. I was trying to make a toast in the morning, and I couldn't. I said, it's been 20 years. Thanks. That's where I get verklempt, is in really touching, happy situations.
I know. It is absolutely amazing that Coventry has been around this long, and it's going to be around for about 20 more years or more. Of course, Rebecca will be running it then. I'll be doing a show with Rebecca.
Because I'll be living in Hawaii. I don't know. No, I'll be making some candles at 64.
Season 21 of Keep It Magic, I'll be doing with Rebecca. We'll be talking about goth stuff in the anime. Pretty fascinating.
Yeah, and you'll be saying, hang on, I might be late for this show. I have to go for my facial peel again. I have to keep my skin young and firm.
Young and firm. I like that. Young and firm. So August was, both of us had birthdays in August. We're both a year older since we last
talked. No, I know. We go away for a minute and come back older.
I know. It's crazy. We're both a year older. We both had amazing birthdays.
My birthday was actually the day after the 20th anniversary. And it was kind of like, hey, I'm here. I was so tired. Patty, Dorothy, and I did a bunch of headshots with my friend Sherry, who's a photographer, and that's pretty exciting. I can't wait to see those and share them with everybody. We were laughing so hard we were crying.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Oh, and so when I flat iron my hair, it's kind of choppy at the bottom, which I like.
What is flat ironing hair?
Well, when you make it really flat against your, rather than poofy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I made it real flat against my hair, and I call that my rock star hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Joan Jett a little bit. And then I put on my rock star makeup. So as we were taking pictures, there was a fan in the room. So Sherry was there, and I go, look, Sherry, it's my rock star look. And I put my face in front of the fan and made, like, model faces. And she started taking pictures. So I'm excited I'm going to have a rock star photo. My hair going everywhere.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Bon Jovi. So how was your birthday? Because you had a big birthday, too.
Yeah, I had a pretty nice time. I went out to dinner on my birthday. And, just normal.
Like, for hours, I was waiting for you to call. Make sure you were okay. I'm just teasing.
Leave me alone. I was out of the house.
I know. I did leave you alone. I waited.
You know, but if Jackie doesn't hear from me in 2 hours, she thinks that something is very wrong, which usually it is.
No, it's more like 2 days.
Yeah. But, you know, I had a great birthday. I spent most of August, you know, really more doing spiritual-based stuff than anything
mm-hmm.
else. I spent a lot of time, you know, on the weekends, you know, just concentrating on spiritual issues and doing an enormous amount of studying and reading the Zohar and, you know, just hanging out with the light.
Just storming the light. We're just hanging out. We're buds. We're pals.
Yeah. Well, that's the way that I talk to it, the light, actually. Yeah, light, what's up?
Well, I love that. We've been talking, not that we haven't talked in a month, but they haven't heard us kibitz in a month. And we talk a lot about that, about this is why I enjoy working with you, is we bring stuff to each other and we give each other a new perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
And push each other's buttons on this, because when I was, you know, chatting about a few things for myself, and we both faced a couple of big challenges in August.
Mm-hmm.
Personal ones as far as how we're dealing with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we really yanked each other's chain on these things and said, no, you can stay within the light, you can continue to work on getting closer to the divine for yourself, or closer to magic, or bringing more magic into your life, or you can go the other way and suck it. You know, you can go the other way and just really phone it in and just go in that dark direction, because it's easier. Isn't it easier just to go in the darker direction? It's easier to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference between giving up and surrendering, and both of us did a lot of surrendering in August, and boy, is that empowering when we surrender.
It really is, and one of the things that I figured in August, and it's something that I have done consistently through the month of August, and I plan to do consistently now because I just do so much better doing it,
mm-hmm.
is that I spend the first 2 hours now in the morning when I get up chilling with the light.
Yep.
Chilling with the light. And I had, you know, one of the things that also came to me is that I was, you know, in this, one of the things about prayer, the word prayer, that I learned during the month of August, is that prayer is really when you surrender to whatever your circumstances are 100%. You're no longer going to try to control it. You're just going to surrender.
And right. So what you're doing is you're not surrendering the work.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to do the work. But what you're surrendering is the expectations. And we talked about this earlier today, is that we also talked about forgiveness. And one of the biggest challenge I had in August was saying, 20 years and this is all I got? Where's my Lexus? Where's my McMansion? Where's, you know, and I laugh about it now. But I really was kind of having a personal crisis about this, going, what the hell have I been doing? And I've just been coming to terms with all that. And we talked about how I need to forgive myself the expectations I had of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes right along with surrendering those expectations. Because what you get in the long run, I have to say, every time is better, isn't it?
Yeah. And it is. And one of the things that I actually, you know, when I go through difficulties, one of the things that I tend to do, Jackie, is isolate. It's just my normal mode of dealing with things. And one of the switches in regards to August is that I didn't isolate necessarily. I reached out to my, you know, 5 people support system. But, and it got me over the particular hump that I was going through. So I'm extremely grateful to those people that were there during my crises.
And also, those 5 people you chose well.
Yes.
That's another thing that you and I talked about is who you decide to be your support system is kind of how you decide the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
So if your support system is the whiny people or the people that are always going to say, oh, it's too hard, or how do you do this, or all that other stuff, if that's the support system you choose, that's what you're going to get out of it. And they say, you know, those look at the top five people in your life. Literally that number five has come up so many times. Look at the top five people you spend time with in your life, and you will those are your biggest influencers. And so what they do is their behavior, their attitude, their voice validates the mimicking or the mirroring voice in your life.
Yeah, it was amazing. That's the only way that I can describe it. And during this particular period was kind of like a large spiritual awakening for me, Jackie, because I was like laying in bed, okay, and dealing with my particular crisis in bed. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I just, you know, wake up for like 5 minutes in my haze. And I'm hearing this on the radio, something on the television, actually. And then I was just like, oh, my God, it's that simple? And then I go back to sleep. And I will tell you that I don't know what happened, but it was just like that there was something that was lifted off of me in that particular moment. Of course, I was at the particular point, Jackie, the night before, in which I was begging the light, begging,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help me deal with these issues. And I think, you know, one of the things that I want to say is that when I was going through and choosing the song for season two, our closer song,
mm-hmm.
I really wanted a particular closing song that reflects Jackie and myself. Okay, and it's a little hard because Jackie and I listen to two different types of music. So, you know, if I do a Jackie song, it's going to be Freaking Fever by Peggy Lee, and I'm going to fall asleep. And if, you know, and Jackie, you know, doesn't want to bang her head through the walls as she's listening to techno music. So I was on Pandora, actually, and I was typing in, you know, six of my favorite singers or artists and six of Jackie's that I know that she likes, and putting it in there. And the song came to me, which we're going to play in like 8 minutes.
Okay.
But the song just came to me, and, you know, the interesting thing about this particular song that I love the most, Jackie, is it really describes, I think that people that are on a spiritual path, and I know that I have done this to myself, Jackie, a lot, that there is oftentimes so much of an expectation that we even put on our own spirituality, that when we fall or when we slip or when we get into our own negativity, we seem to put the spirit of condemnation upon us.
Yes. Yes, amen. Can I get an amen on that?
Yeah. We seem to put a spirit of condemnation on us, and basically, mm-hmm. you know, we're beating ourselves up in the head and all this other stuff. And the thing about this song that it talks about is, you know, some days you're going to have good days, some days you're going to have bad days, and you're going to have everything in between, but it's how you choose to deal with it. And I made a particular choice in you know, I've been making the choice for the past 2 years, but, you know, it really hits me to the point that I'm really applying it as I'm, you know, move through August, and you've seen it, you know, in which the spirit of gossip wants to roll through your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now I'm like on the phone with Jackie. This is not a joke. This is an actual happening. And I see this crazy stuff. I'm on the phone with Jackie, and I'm like, oh, Jackie, you won't even believe this. And immediately I'm like, God, help me now. Put a watch on my tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, please give this person blessings, you know, help them in their life, put a restorative and a healing on them, you know, immediately.
Well, yeah, and because, you know, we talk about, here's the thing about doing this show and doing writing and just filling my life with all of this, teaching classes and doing readings, you really have to walk the talk.
Yeah.
You have to, or else you just become disingenuous. You're seen through so fast. You're phoning it in. Forget about it. But when I sat down with a friend of mine who was in town, not Dorothy, a different friend, and let me tell you, we love to kibitz.
Yeah.
Well, not in a good way. We love to gossip. And her and I had kind of started our relationship based on that because we were supporting each other through a difficult time. And
yeah.
And we sat down and we started talking about stuff. And I go, how do I want to put this in? Because I was telling her a story. I paused and said, I'm trying to think of the right way to put this and to phrase this in a positive manner. She goes, oh, girl, it's me. Give me all the dirt. And I go, but the thing is it's not dirt. The thing is that I don't want to be that person anymore. I don't want to lower my vibration and lower somebody else's vibration at the same time. It's not worth it. Obviously, I have an issue with, and I, that I have not resolved with this situation, and I need to resolve it. And
yeah.
it just hit me in that moment, like, oh, that's why we do that, because there's something within us that we're not liking. And so it's just mirroring that. And she looked at me and she goes, who are you? But then I talked about it. I talked about how just some awakenings I've had over the past year about words, about your power, about magic, about how fast it rolls. And we just talked about that this morning, how fast magic rolls in both of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to be different than that. And so I was able to, I was describing experience. That's the better word for it, because it wasn't an incident. It was an experience that I was having with these people, and I was very much judging it, and so I was able to frame it in a different way, saying, you know, this is how they interact, and this is what makes me uncomfortable about it,
mm-hmm.
And because I went into what makes me uncomfortable about it, I went, oh, well, that's what makes me uncomfortable about it, rather than talking trash.
Mm-hmm.
It was a completely different perspective. It was so freeing.
And I will tell you that it's hard, because our first reactive impulse
mm-hmm.
is for it to just start flying out of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, we are so, you know, I think in the social media world and
mm-hmm.
everything being instant and, you know, that there's really no pause button anymore for people to, you know, get that negative thought going in the head, Jackie, and instantly pause. Everything is so quick. I think that a lot of stuff just flows out of us before we've even realized it has flowed out of us. And one of the things that I, you know, my goal for season two, hopefully I'll give you a progress report at the end of it, you know, which will be, by the way, the end of next July.
We got a minute.
Yeah, we got a minute. Is, you know, how this has worked for me. But I'm making a choice, Jackie, no matter how negative the situation is or no, how negative that the person may seem to be or whatever, I am going to choose to speak life. I'm not going to speak trash. I'm not going to speak death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to speak, and I'm not going to speak horror. I'm going to choose not to participate in that particular energy. And no matter how difficult the situation is in front of me, I'm going to speak life.
Can I get another amen on that? And
yeah.
It's also for yourself, too, how you speak to yourself in your own brain. My Tuesday morning gals,
by the way, I call them the Motor City Magnolias.
So we get to have breakfast again next week, so I'm excited. But towards the end of last school season, one of my good friends said, you know, that voice in your head, the way you talk to your kids or the way you judge other people in your head, that's what you're judging yourself with. And I'm not quoting it perfectly, but it hit me in that moment, like, oh, because we all have that person that walks in front of you, like, oh, what is she wearing? That's a voice in your head, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's your voice on yourself. And I woke up to that, and I said, oh, so all that judgment I have in my head, which, of course, has my mother's voice on it, that's the one I use against myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And no wonder I can never measure up.
Yeah.
So that's my goal. My goal is to retrain that voice.
And it is, retraining that voice is very interesting. Jackie, tell me before we start to play the song, what do you think about the new song?
I love it. I really love it. It speaks. It's so upbeat. You know, a lot of times when you have a spiritually engaging song, it's like dirge. But or it's too mellow. But I listened to this a couple of times, and I was like, I could clean to this, I could drive to this, I could work out to this. I love it.
So, if anybody has not figured out what it is called, our season two theme and our season two song is called "Speak Life." We'll be right back. You're listening to Keep It Magic.
Thank you. Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Amazing show. Like I said, nobody thought we'd go past 10, but, you know, here we are in season 2. I'm here, of course, with the lovely and glamorous Miss Jackie Smith. And, of course, cruise on over to our sponsor's website at www.coventrycreations.com. Again, that's www.coventrycreations.com. What you listen to, of course, is Speak Life. It's a new song by Toby Mac. I've got, like, all of his CDs now. It's like wonderful, Jackie.
I bet.
Because I'm crazy, you know. This is going to be, now, we did our opening part. The rest of the show and all of this particular month, through the month of Virgo, which we're in at the moment, Jackie and I are going to be discussing spirituality. We're going to be discussing health. We're going to be discussing your body. We're going to be discussing what magic and your body have in common, what the flow between body, mind, and spirit.
I just realized that we're moving, when it moves into Libra, we're doing an appropriate shift. That's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, keep talking.
And basically the connection between the particular two. Jackie, let me ask you a question because I want to know this answer. I don't care if anybody else wants to know, but I want to know. What do you do on a daily basis to stay connected spiritually?
I am very irregular. I usually wait till something hits me hard. But I try to, like in the morning when I get to work, attend to my altars. If I'm working from home, I'm usually working from home to do some writing, so I'll get into an Akashic record space and connect with the divine that way, because I try and connect with the divine when I'm writing articles and stuff like that. But I usually take a moment to connect, and I really have been inspired lately about you deciding to spend half an hour with the light every day, or 2 hours with the light every day, and I'm shooting for a half hour. But
I just have more material to read.
Exactly.
I need more help.
Yeah, you do. And God bless you, and I hope God brings you everything you want. So that's what, and I attend my altars, and I usually pay attention to the messages coming in. That's what I try to do, is pay attention to the messages. What about you? What do you do? Stay connected.
Well, my process beginning the particular day is really more, I've got a journal that I got from it is actually a sketch diary.
Mm-hmm.
But what I use it more for is because the sheets are pretty thick, so I can use like interesting pens and I can use colors and markers if I want to. But basically, you know, I just kind of write out or petition basically what I want throughout the day, you know, which interestingly enough, when I first started doing this many years ago, it was, you know, I want a Mercedes, you know. You know, bring me more money, you know, things of that nature. And now basically what it's come down to is just really, you know, asking for, you know, very, very simple things. The spirit of happiness being put upon me, the spirit of joy, you know, asking, you know, if I'm upset with somebody or something of that nature, I ask to see them through the light's eyes, or to see their circumstance through the light's eyes.
See the divine within them, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I've made a choice that before I deal with anything or before I confront anything, that basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend 14 days dealing with the spirituality of the situation with that person first.
Wow.
Because if after 14 days it don't matter, it really don't matter.
It's true. Actually, it usually stops mattering after 2.
I need more help.
Oh, you're adorable. Yeah, I've just been asking for right course, wisdom, the ability to listen to directions, you know, listen to the messages, and
mm-hmm.
be able to follow through. Literally, when I do my work with on my different altars, my divine allies, and I literally ask them to bring, to help me understand their messages. I have this way. I usually say it when I'm in front of them, and I can't ever remember it when I'm not in front of them, that I'm open to receiving their messages in ways that I can understand and follow.
Yeah.
I asked for that. And so, because that makes a difference. Sometimes you get messages, if you're doing your spiritual work, you get these big messages, and it's like, what? Go to the Empire State Building? What? I live in Michigan, you know.
That's when I think that the spirit is a little crazy, actually, you know.
That's what
I'll be rebuking, Jackie.
Right. Well, it just seems, you know, it's a great answer, and it just, you know, my brain turns into something complicated. So, yes, that my brain is open and calms down. And because I was getting some messages that were like, absolutely, start another business and make container candles. And I'm like, what? That's I don't have the money for that. Can we bring it closer to home?
Yeah.
And so we brought it closer to home, and I was getting messages for that too. And also, what I'm working on, what's my mental health, and my spiritual health, and a lot of this is balance. I want balance in my life. I want friends. I want good health. I want good company. I want, you know, just bringing this balance into everything rather than working at
mm-hmm.
all expense. That's my normal MO.
Yeah, I will tell you, crazy enough, I love this show that is on called Perception. And I forget what his name is, but he used to be Will on Will and
Grace. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know which one you're talking about now. Mm-hmm.
And it is, I just love the show. And for the first time, Jackie, in like maybe, I don't even know how long, okay, I crawled out of the cave and, you know, actually went into the living room where there's a big TV and actually watched the show.
Nice.
You know, so it was a little different. But I'm also, you know, in my particular morning, my morning hours, I also try to either watch something uplifting or listen to something uplifting. My old ritual used to be listening to Morning Joe. And then I figured out every day I was mad at every Republican on the planet.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing that.
Right. They do... it's not a show unless they're complaining about something or proving somebody wrong.
Yes.
It is such a rarity. I watch for that. It's such a rarity that they actually celebrate someone. But even if somebody's coming on because they did something good, they tell them how they could have done better.
Yeah.
Or why didn't you do this or why didn't you do that, which I was finding a little disheartening. Now, my husband listens to it all the time, and I find that I don't hang out down in his cave with him.
Yeah.
In our basement. So it was just too much.
So, yeah, you know, so I listen to, you know, my feeling is that if you're going to spend X amount of hours in the morning, which is pretty much going to set your day, if you set your day on a negative, it's going to be a pretty messed up day. What are you going to attract to you if that's what you're starting out your day doing?
Right. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you on that. Although I have to say that when I get on the treadmill, I'm usually reading some kind of trash porn.
Oh.
Of romance porn.
You shouldn't tell anybody that you read porn. It may be. You,
well, I call it. It's really. It's not really porn. It's really, you know, cotton candy for the brain.
Yeah.
Because it makes the time pass on the treadmill.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, getting the visual of somebody being on a treadmill reading porn. Keep your hands on the bars.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So I'll read some fluff, something fun, something engaging. I love fluff. And it just makes, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I got 15 minutes in, you know.
Yeah, definitely. The other thing that I make sure that I get in every single day is movement.
Yep, that's something that I'm working on.
You know, and I also, you know, very much notice, you know, where it is problematic when I don't get that blood going basically through through my body. So, you know, move. We'll be having a whole show on that, by the way. So.
Right. Well, it's true, though, because when you're in stress mode, you're in fight or flight. Stress, that's what it generates, that all that cortisol and stuff. It's a fight or flight response. And so when you start moving, you move it out of your system. But I haven't been feeling well the past couple of days. I think I got a bug. And it's just causing me to be really lethargic.
Is its name Satan?
Maybe. Maybe, but if Satan lives in my lower GI, then, then maybe. But I just haven't been feeling good, and I was getting exhausted really easy as I was doing stuff. I'm just not feeling good in my stomach. And, like, in a half hour, I went from, like, normal waist size to, like, a size bigger. So I think I got a bug. But I have to say, I was laying down for 2 days because I just had no energy. And then I had to get up. The third day, I had to get up and start moving, and I said, I know energetically, spiritually, I'm just kind of laying in my own funk, and I need to move it out. And I just did like two 5-minute stints on the treadmill in a slow speed just to move.
Yeah.
Just to move. And I thought about going outside for a walk. I went, yeah, nobody wants to see me like this right now.
Yeah.
I would have to shower and, you know.
I hate every minute of working out, Jackie, but, you know, because I disdain sweat.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You know, but, you know, I still have to do it. And then, you know, I scour with a Brillo pad afterwards. So, not really.
You need some skin left. But the thing is that I find when I am not in good health, when I'm eating for crap, when I'm not moving, when I'm and to me, healthy is not just being on a diet and an exercise plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when I'm not being healthy in my mind, when I'm not looking for balance, my magic fails. My magic fails because I'm being unwilling to look at what the truth of the situation is. When you can look deeper, when you can dig a little bit deeper, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, you find the real core of your magic. So when I find that, then I find it works faster, better, stronger.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about, Jackie, is that if you go into a period of particular imbalance, even if it's with one thing, and this is kind of like a question, I'm asking your opinion on it, don't you think that that eventually is going to infect all the other areas of your life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know that... just for an example, it was Friday night, blue moon,
mm-hmm.
and I was out and about, and I knew that if that if I went and I, you know, we rented a cabin just to have some time. My husband and I had some time together before school started and kind of end the summer. So I knew that if I started eating the burger and drinking the drinks and, you know, taking it to that intense level that you kind of do when sometimes when you rent the cabin and you don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
I would not be able to do what I wanted to do with the blue moon and have a moment with it. And so I waited until after the moon had risen to really get my party on, so to speak. And I did what I wanted to do with the blue moon, which was really just setting some intentions and setting some fun and finding some balance. But, you know, if we had, like, ordered some pizza, I would have been down for the night because I wasn't in balance.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that. I've really noticed that for myself, that if one thing's out of balance, nothing else can be. Because I look at balance as, people usually think balance is a teeter-totter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Teeter-totter means something is more important than something else. Something's winning, something's losing. Your attention's on this and not on this, right? The teeter-totter is never balanced in the center, is it?
No, never.
So when it's balanced in the center, we're like, this is no fun, you know? We're stuck. I look at balance as a wheel. So if you look at the spokes in the wheel or all the pies and within those spokes, you have to keep those all in balance or your ride is really bumpy. And you get stuck. So when you're out of balance and you're not spending enough time on something and that pie is or that part of the wheel is too short, you get stuck there. And you can't move until you fix it.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed in my attempt to bring a lot of balance into my life, Jackie, is I noticed that, you know, a lot of people really don't like balance. You know, they, you know, and I, you know, a lot of people think structure is you know, a dirty word. You know, the getting up at a certain time, going to bed at a certain time. You know, having a particular form of schedule. You know, keeping things in kind of a cohesive, workable movement. A lot of people think that that's like a four-letter word. And what I have found is that the more balance that I have in my life, actually, the better the things work.
Well, and if, you know, we both have, well, I have a lot of Virgo in my chart, and you have Virgo in your chart, and that works for us. That's the structured kind of balance. And then I know people who need a free form kind of balance. They're naturally going to go from one to another, but they have to be. It can't be pies, you know, pie shapes.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a circle, stick, and float, or they need to float. And that's how they work. But you have to find something. And balance is not a dirty word. It's you know, people think it's something to strive for and never have, or you're less than when you don't have it, and it's not true. You're not less than for any particular thing. It's just, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Where what's next for you? Where, how do you find your balance? How do you find it versus being judged for it?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of pressure. Every time you turn on Morning Joe, that Mika girl is talking about how we're not eating right or not doing enough of this.
I used to love Mika. Oh.
Go ahead.
Dear God, please put a blessing on Mika. Put a restorative on her life and put a watch on her tongue.
Yes. So, but there's so much judgment, you know, coming from the media about how, there's Channel 2 in Michigan, there's one broadcaster, and her job is health.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's not telling you what you're doing wrong, she doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Right? And I was looking at her going, why do I dislike this woman so much? I went, oh, that's because she's dealing with the problem rather than the solution.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stop eating this, and you got to eat this. But this thing I told you to eat, don't eat too much of it. You got to eat this now. You got to do this. And it's like, oh, it's too much, too much, too much, too much. So I think that's what people think balance is that, and we're going to do a show on what is healthy eating. But I do think that there's a connection with the body, the mind, and the spirit because, okay, you're, and this is where the balance is. It's not like, you know, home life versus work life versus exercise life versus diet life. It's not all that, or versus magical life. I think it's the balance is body, mind, spirit. And here's why. Is our body, our physical world, will always prove what we believe and what we're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
It will always prove our fears, and our fears dictate what our beliefs are. So those fears are more emotional and spiritual, and the beliefs are more mental. But we will always prove our beliefs. It's the physical world's job to prove that what we believe is true. So we're always going to go find that truth somewhere. So if that's out of balance, and so if your body, your mind, or your spirit's out of balance, it will always seek one. It will always seek it, and it will pick one of your fears or one of your beliefs to bring it in balance with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and all sometimes those fears keep us keep us from experiencing life. Because what if we do it wrong? Well, you know what? I fail early, fail often, and fail big.
Yeah.
Because that's what experience comes from. Experience and life and passion never come from getting it right all the time. I was explaining this to my daughter this summer. She's 15 now, and she's, you know, it's a different world. It's a very different world. Just that transition has been awesome to watch. But I said it's not about succeeding. Succeeding all the time doesn't make you grow. You don't grow from that. You grow from the hard knocks. You grow from, you know, because she's in marching band, and she was getting frustrated because her marching band teacher was like, you're not doing it right, you're not doing it right. And so she was feeling bad about herself. And I said, I don't think that's his intention to have you feel bad about yourself. What's happening here is this is one of the few things in your life that you have not been able to do perfect right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really proud of you for continuing to fail until you get it right. I'm really, really proud of you. And so many of my clients or friends, they're so afraid to fail that they never have a chance to get it wrong, to get it right, and to learn anything new.
Well, I think that a lot of it has to do with society's view, period, on failure.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't succeed at something out of the box, Jackie, that there's a natural view from society, you know, that you can't do it right, you're a loser, you're a spendthrift, you know, all of these particular things. And, you know, it took many of the most successful people in the world, many incarnations, before they finally hit the mother load. You know, I think that we need to change our particular perception. You know, you may need to go in and experience X before you can actually go and achieve Y.
Right. Okay, here's a great example. I've worked with a lot of psychics this year,
mm-hmm.
or natural psychics. They're born this way, and they've seen all this stuff, And they have come to me because they don't know how to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to go home and not have grandma from the person they just read follow them home with more information.
Yeah.
They don't know how to, and we've talked about this for yourself, you didn't know how to turn it off.
No.
You, no matter where you went, that was one of your biggest challenges that drove you to your cave, is that there was not extra psychic energy there. And so now these different psychics who are very natural, have been natural about this since childhood, have come to me and have asked for my assistance to learn how to control this. Well, I learned how to control this because I had to learn. I mean, there was some natural ability within me that drove me to want more, but I had to learn how to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And to turn it on, you also have to learn how to turn it off. So I have a better control. And I've been teaching in July when I was in Massachusetts, Patty and I had a room full of people, and there none of them knew how to turn it off. And so we rearranged the class to teach them how to turn it off.
Yeah, and it's very difficult, especially, my coming from an extremely dysfunctional family, Jackie, in which abuse was the name of the game. Part of my survival skills was keeping that intuition on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was basically how I coped. I had to know what the next minute was going to bring in order to cope.
That's a very good insight, Storm. That is an amazing insight.
You know, and basically it is now, of course, you know, when you're 10 years old is much different than when you're 42, but
I hope so.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, but
at 42 should be way more fun. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But basically it's now just accepting that I don't have to be on guard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And basically shutting off those particular energies, because when I turn it on, Jackie, I turn it on well. Number one, I think that my clients deserve it. I want that particular clear channel basically to come through me in order to work with people with the issues that they have in their life. The important thing for me now is that when I'm not working, people to turn it off.
Well, we're, you know, as children, and I was thinking about myself as a child too, and you said when you were younger, that our parents don't want us to hurt. Well, hopefully, your situation is different than my situation. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the whining. They don't want to try and whip you into shape and practice that piano. At least that's how my parents were. They were done with all that stuff once. I'm 8 of 9. They were like, doing that. We're, you know.
By Patty, they were done. Who's two?
So there's that, and then now with the helicopter parents, they want kids to win at everything.
Mm-hmm.
You get an award for showing up, and I'm not having that. But because we have to learn how to fail, we have to learn how to try. It's really learning how to try, learning how to reach for something that you want, and then sometimes you get your hand in the bucket and you go, oh no, I don't want that. And that's okay. You'll never know until you do that. But my parents did not want me to try, and you won't be good at that. I mean, even to the point where I wanted to do art, and they're like, you know what, your sister Nancy and your sister Patty and your brothers and sisters are better at it than you. Don't even worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Go find something else to be. And I'm like, but I love art. You know, so there was that just find something that you're going to excel at from moment one, and don't look at anything else. But I think we lose out. Some of the stuff I love to do, I'm not natural at.
Yeah, me either.
So, and each kid is different, and each childhood is different, and so you're just going to decide what you're going to grab from it and work with it and heal or whatever.
Exactly. We have some healing coming up on the other side, Jackie. We have to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we're going to be doing a lot of magic, a lot of Kabbalah, a lot of astrology on the other side. So do not touch that dial. You're listening to Keep It Magic. We'll be back in a flash.
girl, she gets what she wants all the time, 'cause she's fine. But for an angel, she's a hot, hot mess, make you so blind, but you don't mind, 'cause she's an uptown, get around, anything goes, a girl, a girl. She's a hardcore candy store, give me some more, girl, a girl. She'll make you take her to the club, but then she leaves with her friends. She likes to stay late at the party, 'cause the fun never ends, and all her clothes are on the floor, and all your records are scratched. She's like a one.
Everybody, it is currently 5:03 here on the East Coast. That means it is 2:03 on the West Coast, and every single hour in between. Make sure that you cruise on over to www.coventrycreations.com, which is our website.
So make it like 8 o'clock in the UK.
No, I think it's 9:03. If you're listening in London, it's 9:03. If you're listening in Australia, it is 7:04 a.m. New Zealand, it's 9:04 a.m., everybody, so welcome aboard here. Also visit our show website at www.keepitmagic.com. Our articles for September are up, so you may want to go over there and check them out. Jackie's article, my articles, Patty articles, all of the people that work so hard on Keep It Magic, and I want to say that I'm grateful to all the people that work behind the scenes at Keep It Magic. We have little mice rodents in the little hamster wheels that keep the show running, and I want to thank all of them for what it is that they do.
Yep. They're pretty amazing folks.
Yeah. Our mice are pretty amazing. We love our mice. So they work in the background. You don't see them, but they're all there. So You can send a shout out to them. We love them. Jackie, we're in the month of Virgo.
We are. It's my favorite time of year.
We're in the month of Virgo. And one of the things that I think is important about astrology, I think that looking at your natal chart, for one, is fine and dandy and good, and I think that it really helps you to understand what personally motivates you. However, I think that understanding the grander scheme of things and understanding how you fit into the particular energetic system is equally as important. And the month of Virgo, first of all, you know, everybody knows the key words for Virgo: nitpicky, analytical, structured, likes to be in service to other people, you know, is great in the helping professions. You know, there's all of these keywords that, that mm-hmm. represent the sign. And really what the sign has a lot to do with is the analytical function. What it has to do with really is giving us the ability to really look at our particular light and what happened over the particular past year in order to start to make some form of particular change in order to make our life work a little bit better and a little bit more fluid and to go basically to the next level. So there's something that happens this particular month in Kabbalah, which is called Teshuvah. And it's pretty interesting because Teshuvah, what it means in English is repentance, which is, you know, one of those horrifying words in English. I go, you know, repentance, oh my God, you know, oh, the stars are going to come down, you know, in a big, huge, gigantic whip, Jackie, you know, from God, has got to crack, you know.
Right.
And slap you up the ass and get all of these other things going, you know, and you're going to feel miserable. But basically what Teshuvah is really about is more going back to the circumstances and the situation that happened over the last particular year, looking at them, realizing where you may have possibly made the wrong choice or you may have possibly made the wrong action, mm-hmm. and then basically making the particular choice to correct that seed, which Jackie and I are going to talk about, and then basically move forward with that kind of cleaned out so that you can basically start to move forward onto something else. And we all go through circumstances in our lives in which we regret basically a decision we made. The good news is that during the month of Virgo, you can change that.
You can't. And I did this morning, didn't I?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So here's, you know, the what Storm's talking about, the Teshuvah. Did I get that right?
Teshuvah, yeah.
Teshuvah. Which you also called repentance. But repentance is such a scary word for so many people, so we're not gonna worry about that right now. But I love how you put it, is you're resetting the seed level of whatever issue you have. And so let's give you a for instance. This is, you know how I said I listen to the messages?
Mm-hmm.
I watch stuff. So one of the things that I realize my message is right now that I'm really, really ready to deal with is the thing I keep obsessing about, which is I've been in business for 20 years. Why aren't I further along? So that's really a challenge that I have. So this is something that, this is a seed that I have to reset. So it keeps bugging me. So as I'm going through this process and just listening to divine influences and they're telling me different things and helping me understand one of the things I need to forgive myself. But the other thing is that I needed to find all of those, the bad seeds, so to speak, the broken seeds, the seeds that are not healthy anymore. And just this morning when I was talking to Storm about the show and he was bringing up a story from the Kabbalah, I went, oh, my God, that's... And it even used the name Jacob, which is the name Jacqueline comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. I understood. I was listening. And I said, what this brings to mind is this issue that happened a long time ago when I first started my business, and it was at its, it was reaching its pinnacle, and that pinnacle, I was surrounded by, I had surrounded myself with lots of crazy people who I was too afraid of my own light, so I kept giving it to other people. And so, and that, there was an incident that happened during that time that really I didn't realize, and the more I thought about it, has completely set the stage for my financial well-being ever since then. So this is 18 years I've been hanging on to this.
Mm-hmm.
And just finding it, talking about it, understanding it, I've been like vibrating all day. And so so I spent some time, went into meditation to change it. And that's one thing that I was so excited when you talked about in the Kabbalah, is that you can change your path.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking about that in the Akashic Records all the time. And I say, oh, yeah, you absolutely can change your path, because it's only perception, it's memory. Memory is very, it's not very good, let's face it.
I think one of the things that people have difficulty with in regards to the word repentance, Jackie, is that they automatically take that word I used earlier, condemnation, and kind of make them cousins.
Right. You're right.
Actually, what repentance really means is understanding the particular patterns underneath something as to why that you do what it is that you do.
And that's what Virgo's all about. Virgo's
yes.
about is about seeing seeing the rhythm and the pattern of life.
Yes, which is why it's the easiest sign, basically, to analyze, you know, your particular inner patterns that may not be working well in regards to your life. And it doesn't, you know, the good thing about the month of Elul or Virgo is it can feel a little bit heavy, but at the same time, you have, for me, I have 42 years, okay? You can go back at any point during the last 42 years that you have messed up something or you don't like the way that you've responded it to, and you can go back into your mind in meditation, which Jackie will give some candles in a minute in regards to help with that. But you can go back in your mind in meditation. You can correct the outcome, ask for the lesson again, okay? And if you respond differently to the lesson, you have basically corrected that particular issue in regards to your life.
So as we found out, as you were telling me the story and I discovered where
mm-hmm.
where the seed is, I got an uncrossing candle
mm-hmm.
to help me uncross the different threads of this going into different beliefs, et cetera, in my life. So that's where the magic is it helps support you through the process. It helps hold the space when you can't hold the space. Because
yeah.
it's really hard to hold the space of light when you're in the middle of the gunk.
Yeah.
So it helps you not go under all the way. So when one of the things we talked about is making a conscious choice to bring more light into your life. So sometimes that's the hardest part, is we decide to do something or we want to do something, we want it so bad, but it's really hard to find that piece that helps us over the, to be that bridge to get to the other side.
Yeah.
So what I've learned is that piece, to find that piece when you're in the dark, when you want something different, you want to do something different, really is to bring the light to you, to ask the light to come to you, ask the divine to come to you and help you through that. And again, it's hard to hold that space when you're in the middle of crisis. So so one of the things that Storm and I use quite a bit is the uncrossing candle when you cannot find the divine in anything.
Yeah.
You gotta, if you can't find it in anything and you think life is just, ugh, two things you need to do, uncrossing and do something nice for someone.
Yeah, I think that is definitely, especially one of the things, you know, the biggest cure for depression, Jackie,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, is to go out and share or give something to somebody. It's the biggest cure for depression on the planet.
And give the hardest thing that it is for you to give.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, your time, or is it your money, is it love, is it your ear, you know, whatever it is that's the hardest thing for you to give. And that makes that takes it out of your giving from your ego and giving from,
mm-hmm.
from your spirit. So the other thing that we talked about is the words that you speak.
Mm-hmm.
The words that you speak are really important.
Speak
because
life.
Speak life.
Yeah.
You really do. We talked about this with the Angel Show in July, is that it really your words are life. Your words are energy. Your words manifest things. So be careful with your words, which is why as we were talking about different things and during the show, we said, God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them and give them a restorative.
Yeah, give them a restorative, like you know.
I love that.
Oh, every day in my, Jackie, every day in my little God book, I write, you know, please put a watch on my tongue. The biggest, my biggest issue when I'm feeling fearful or I'm feeling ill at ease, the thing that, you know, I've really worked on doing is really giving people, you know, letting down my particular walls. And I will tell you, I'm very comfortable with Jackie. And you know, my sibling had come during the summer, and he drives me a little crazy. And Jackie's seen the walls go down, and she was laughing like crazy. The Brooklyn starts flying out.
Awesome.
You know, the you know, I'm not as poised. So you know, a lot of what I'm looking at in regards to sharing, it's easy for me, Jackie, to say, oh, here's the checkbook. Okay, let me write a check. It's very easy for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What it's not easy for me to do and what I'm doing is that when I'm feeling vulnerable, to let down my walls.
Yep.
And what I'm realizing is that sharing the real me is very important at this particular point in my life because, you know, it's very, very easy, especially, you know, when you're in the public eye or you're in the public in any way, for basically you just to continuously churn and project your public persona.
Right.
And for me to kind of let down those particular walls and say, you know what, I'm just a little screwed up boy from upstate New York, it is a miracle for me to do. But I have to ask, you know, the light every day to put a, you know, a restorative on my tongue and a watch.
after your sibling was there and he left you a joy.
Yes, a dog.
Yes.
So it was pretty cool.
And so there's always a blessing that comes from you. Like, Lord, I'm ready for the blessing. But so with the words, getting the right words, sometimes just getting the right words and going, which I use when I need the right words, I use inspiration candle, the Blessed Herbal Inspiration Candle, just for the right words. Sometimes it's just devoted, sometimes it's the bigger one to help me through, and then or the Helping Hand.
Mm-hmm.
Helping Hand is just so very helpful, I must say. And that when I do the Helping Hand, a lot of times it's people show up in my life with the right piece of information. But honest to goodness, when I do the Helping Hand, sometimes it's something I'm listening to on the radio or a book that falls off of the shelf, literally, things like that. And when I'm feeling really out of balance, and this is a great reminder from yesterday when we started talking about the show, I literally like the four elements, earth, air, water, fire. And you had a fun little thing that visualization you were doing with that.
Well, one of the things that I do in regards to, you know, when I was looking at it, Jackie, is that, you know, it's all about bringing the particular balance into your life, especially when you're dealing with body, mind, and spirit things. And I think the easiest way for you to get grounded in your particular body, and this is a great grounding spell for anybody that needs severe grounding. I need it about every day, so... in fact, everybody's always telling me, ground, you know.
Yeah, I have a theory on that, but keep going.
But, you know, take your, you know, get the four, the easiest place to get it, of course, is Coventry Creations, but you can get the four elemental candles, Jackie, the fire, earth, water, and air, and you can put them on your particular altar or where you do your particular spread work. And take the fire candle and put it on the left, okay, because that's where fire naturally is on the left. Put the air.
For all you pagans out there, this is not corresponding to the four directions and the elements, blah, blah, blah.
No.
It's a different system, so relax yourself.
Yeah, so relax yourselves. This is the astrological system. And then you take the air candle and put it on the right. And then I would take the water, because the fourth house is naturally Cancer. I would put water, you know, down to the south, okay? And then I would put earth to the north, because that naturally is, you know, the tenth house. And basically what I would do, Jackie, in regards to starting to work with that, and I might even take an uncrossing candle and put it in the middle, you know, and start maybe with the uncrossing, maybe for like a day, let the uncrossing burn for a day, then basically start pulling everything basically into the physical by starting the air candle first, meaning to bring knowledge, thoughts, ideas, correct the seed levels in regards to your head, okay? Then the fire in regards to dealing with the inspiration to be able to have some form of faith in yourself to kind of rejuvenate that inner core that connects you to the light, okay?
Love it.
Then, Jackie, go to the water, which gives you the emotional connectedness and purifies, or we can call that the restorative candle if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And because what a restorative actually is putting a pure, you know, purifying whatever the problem is for the individual at that point. And then the earth, which is the physical level, to ground all of those particular things into the earth, you use the earth candle so that you can begin to correct those particular seeds.
I love it. I love it. And I love how...
we're spiritual gardeners here.
But I like how it's not the same old, same old. Sometimes you got to mix it up, meaning that... okay, because I was, of course, going, no, the fire's got to be in the south. But you're like, no, not in astrology. So I'm loving that.
Yeah.
Because it shake up your own energy. I love how it's, as I was looking at that, and I was putting that in front of me after we talked yesterday, I went, this moves my energy in a different way. And sometimes you need that. It's like, you know, sweep in a different way to get the dirt out of the corners.
Yeah.
And with the, I love the restorative. Well, I mean, I laugh because, you know, back in the day they, you know, give her a restorative. But it really is a purification.
Yeah, it's a purification. If you have an issue that you're dealing with, the first thing that you want to do is that you want to go back and you want to clean out that seed. And you have to sometimes, you know, go through a lot of working on those particular issues in order to get to that seed level. And the easiest way to do it is basically to ask for a restorative. You know, may I be healed from this particular area of my life?
Yep. It's so much easier. And I'm going to have a new article coming up soon, which is called Blessing the Haters.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that... it frees you from their web. And so this is right, that restorative word frees you from the responsibility of getting in somebody else's energy.
Yeah.
And what a blessing. What a blessing that is. Because it's like, oh, I'm free. You know, oh, I don't have to. And whether it's an employee or someone you work with or a family member, when you bless them and when you ask for the divine to give them or the light to bring to them everything they want and bring them a restorative in their life, it frees you from their trap. It frees you from being responsible for their energy. But when you engage, you're now responsible for their energy too, because you just put your mix into theirs. You put your peanut butter in their chocolate.
Well, I think also, you know, when you do a restorative or a restorative type of work, Jackie, for me, it is really, yes, X, Y, and Z person, a hater, maybe doing X, Y, and Z, okay? Why am I responding to it like this?
Mm-hmm.
And the restorative is actually to help me get to the particular seed of why this is an issue, which is so great during a teshuvah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, one of the things that we were talking about, Jackie, is the Vision Quest candle as being so important in regards to Teshuvah, because it can help you get to those particular seeds or to understand that particular divine guidance in a much more larger, productive sort of way.
Right, and the way, absolutely, and the way I would use that is to light the Vision Quest candle, and I would do, some people call it automatic writing, but I call it stream of conscious journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Just do stream of conscious journaling, and you're going to find that you get to that place where you can dig a little bit deeper into finding the thing that helps, that will help you make that change or heal that seed. And
absolutely.
And there's always room for improvement. You don't have to be completely broken on the floor in deep dark depression. But there's always room for improvement, and when you're hearing the voice, improvement without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about getting closer to the divine. And I say this all the time, and why do we want to get closer to the divine? Makes life easier. That's really the whole crux of it. It's not for guru status or I'm better than thou status or preacher status. It's kind of nicer. It's just nicer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Makes life a lot easier. So this whole process, that's all it's about. And when you start listening to those, when you start listening to that seed, that unhealthy seed, is when it goes, I'm fine.
Well,
you don't need anything.
I have a question for you though, Jackie. In your experience of doing magic, you know, since you were helping Moses or Noah put the animals into the ark.
Nice, thank you.
Don't you love that? Jackie's been doing magic since she was, you know, picking two creatures to put into the ark.
God bless you, Storm, and may God give you a
real. And please, Jackie, the next time you have to pick, please annihilate mosquitoes or something,
okay.
You know.
Right,
but don't you find that when people clear out those particular levels that the actual magic that they're wanting to occur in their life on the physical level, like whether that they're wanting a new job or they're wanting, more financial substance or they want a better relationship life, don't you find that it works easier?
Okay, so let's jump in the Wayback Machine and the documents that I have read about, whether it's the hoodoo stuff from Hyatt or it's old documents that were not destroyed on how the wise women would work,
mm-hmm.
You're always bathed first. One way, you're always cleansed first. Whatever work you were about to do, you were cleared.
And, you know, the Kabbalists do that also. They're constantly washing their hands.
So I think that's very telling in the magic that you do, is that what you want to do is you want to clear from you the block.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the wise women would do, is they would, it wouldn't just be, here, do this. It's like clear from you the block, clear from you the worries. And there was a lot, they're very much the counselors, the witch doctors, the mambos or whatever you want to call them. They're very much the therapists, the counselors. And
yeah.
They would listen to the whole process, too. And you know what? Sometimes they would definitely help you get what you wanted, and you realize it's not what you wanted.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing, Jackie, to really, you know, clean yourself, and then you're going to be able to channel that energy on a deeper level. We're done.
Always goes so fast, my friend.
We're done. Next week, Jackie and I are going to be talking about more Virgo stuff, so make sure that you tune in. Cruise on over to www.coventrycreations.com, where you can get a reading from the incredible Jackie Smith, or you can schedule a consultation with her to do some Akashic stuff or some healing stuff, whatever you need to do to reach me off the air. Of course, go to stormsestavani.com or psychicfriendsnow.com. And also, you know, hit us up on Facebook, Keeping It Magic, on Twitter, Keep It Magic. Go to our website, keepitmagic.com. And Jackie, what do they need to do?
They need to keep it a little bit magic.
Speak like everybody. We'll see you next week.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. Turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't.
arms of compassion, mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. The words you say, raise your thoughts a little higher.